Humility, Part 3, Spoiled Eggs and Spies. The farmer was stunned. "Well, I never," is all he could say, as he stared at a dozen spoiled eggs and a number of empty nests. The chicken yard was full of frightened birds scattering in mass confusion. Horse was dipping his nose in water bucket, and only after several minutes did the farmer notice the puncture wound he had received. Royal was standing on his table, preening in front of the mirror, which did make the farmer laugh, but only for a second. "An intruder," the farmer said to Horse as he examined his wound. "But how did they get in? Everything is varmint-proof, and what varmint would leave a hole in your nose like this?" He was completely baffled. After treating Horse, he strolled through the chicken yard, throwing out feed to them. Only a few hens were calm enough to eat. The others kept glancing backward as though they were being pursued by some vicious enemy. Henrietta sat cowering behind a bush. The farmer walked slowly toward her and gently picked her up, holding her to his chest. "What has spooked you so badly, little girl?" He stroked her trembling body until she relaxed and then stooped down and set her among the others. They gathered round him as he hand-fed them, and they mellowed. Horse emerged from the barn, ambled over, and lowered his head, lending his comforting whiskers to the circle. The farmer stood to go examine the outside walls of the barn. Royal was about to strut through the doors.
"Roy boy, you'll need to keep alert and fend off whatever it is that's terrifying my hens. Surely that beak and those claws of yours can do some serious damage to an intruder."
Royal was furious that his real name had been mentioned, and he threw his head upward. "Cocky fellow he is," remarked the farmer with a grin. Royal continued into the chicken yard, and within seconds the whole flock was once again in disarray, running, squawking, and looking for places to hide. The farmer took note. The next several days were extremely stressful as the chickens tried to adhere to Royal's demands. They lined up dutifully each night and received a lecture regarding their poor performance and threats of being pecked. Egg-laying became a chore rather than a delight, and only a dozen were laid each day. Henrietta had stopped laying altogether. Each morning before inspections, Horse protected her. She climbed onto his neck and waited until after Royal sneered at her empty nest and stalked off. Royal, however, relished his high position as boss. He created a pillow for his throne from the best straw available. He only ventured out for food or water. While Royal sat on his throne, the chickens devised a spying plan. One hen was given watch duty and had to warn the others to scatter by tossing back a pile of pebbles when Royal appeared. Not to do so would result in one or more of them being pecked with his arrow-sharp beak, which often left them hobbling for days. Today was Henrietta's turn.
"What if he sees me?" she whimpered. "I'll never escape. I'm so small compared to him, and he'll trample me. No one will come to help me."
But everyone had to do their part, and although the hens tried to assure her that he cannot see her behind the bush, she fretted nonetheless. Henrietta imagined herself being chased. She pictured Royal as twice his size and his beak as a spear. She was so absorbed in her thoughts that she didn't see Royal step out of the barn. He noticed the flock eating peacefully and began to strut toward them. At that moment, all Henrietta thought about was running, which she did, leaving all the others to fend for themselves. Royal charged at them. Feathers flew and screeches were heard that reached Horse's ears. He came galloping across the pasture, but not soon enough. Royal had already injured 3 hens, leaving them with painful wounds. Henrietta hid behind the barn, ashamed to show her face.